Monday, September 11th, 2023, 5:42 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio / garage. I got up a little early, but I didn't paint. I had some things to do on the computer, so I did that. I'm out here with Pia the talking dog in the studio / garage, and she's pretty calm right now, so that's good. So yesterday evening, there was a skunk decided to spray something outside. I don't know what it is, but it smelled so bad that we even smelled it in the house with our windows closed because we had air conditioning on. And so we went to bed that way with all the windows closed and the air conditioning on. And I came out and around 2 o'clock, a little before 2 o'clock, and I went ahead and checked outside, and I could smell a little bit, but not really bad. Actually, it kind of smelled worse inside. So I turned the fan, opened the window, and turned the fan on in the living room. And when I came out here, I did the same in here. So it's definitely cool outside, not too bad. And a little hint of skunk smell. So, and we don't like skunks, do we, Pia? Yeah, she's had her run-ins with skunks, and she's looking for round four, huh? Yeah. She just likes killing those things. She wants to kill them. I don't think she's killed one yet, because I haven't seen it in the yard. I saw her grab one and really shake it good, but didn't kill it, apparently. It never came back. And let's see, one other one that she got really sprayed with really well with was, didn't come back either, I think. The first one, it was in the old garden, and she couldn't get to it. But it sprayed her, and it was kind of like a misting, so it wasn't a really bad spray, but she still stunk. But the last two, yeah, those were direct sprays for sure. She didn't smell bad now, even when she gets wet. So the stuff they have for getting rid of that, it works pretty good, I guess. Ooh, boy. So I've been kind of sitting here looking at the panel. I'm not going to work on it today because I've got to do some yard work. Today's garbage day. I've got to fill up the other green waste bin and pack that in good. And I've got some other gardening things that have to get done, some more weeding and what have you. And I think the moles came back. I see some activity out there, and it's kind of bugging me. I'd like to really get rid of those things. I think I'll get a mole trap or something. See how that works. Some people say that works pretty good. I used to have one a long time ago. I don't know what happened to it, though. I'd like to find it again. But anyway, so, so September 11th, they've got their memorials on some of the news channels. And it's been 22 years. that's just hard to believe. It's been that long. But yeah, there's kids that were born that day are 22 years old. Boy, getting old is really kind of a weird feeling. Anyway, what else can I talk about here? Yeah, so on one of the channels I follow on YouTube is Survival Lily. She's this woman that lives in Austria, and she kind of gives updates on what's happening in her part of the world. And I like listening to her. They're kind of dealing with the same things we're dealing with here in our country. I think they probably pay more for gasoline than we do. I don't know. But it looked like they were really hurting there right after the Ukraine war. And because energy prices were going to spike. And they were also being told that they might not have the electrical energy they need because of the war. I guess they were getting a lot of their fuel from Russia. So, anyway, so that's pretty good thing to get. That's fun to get news from another perspective, from a regular person. Let's see, what else? Well, I don't know, I'm getting kind of tired. I might take a nap this afternoon, if it works out. I do have something else to do, I can't remember what it is. Oh well. So let me make this a short post, and we'll leave it at that.